we're just going to sit back and let you handle this one. Mm-hmm. This is all on you. Feel free to weigh in. You can call us at 651-989-5795. Marissa, tell them what's going on.
Well, I have a moral and ethical dilemma, and I just really don't know the answer.
Oh, we have plenty of people listening who know the right way.
My husband and I got married really young, and we didn't want kids right away, so we decided, you know, let's try and do something to have healthy DNA, so we actually froze some embryos. We worked hard at our careers, and we saved money, and we just kind of put off the family life.
That's really kind of smart, actually. I wonder why more people don't think to do that.
Right, because you know everything is going to be nice and healthy, and you just can wait till you're ready.
Right.
That's kind of what our plan was, you know, so we really just decided, let's freeze some embryos, let's wait, let's have the career first. Unfortunately, my husband passed away before we could go on to that next section.
Oh, no. Sorry. How old was he?
He was 29. He died in a freak car accident.
Oh, it's devastating. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I was not okay. Neither were his parents, you know. That was about 2 years ago, actually, and I've been able to move on, but his family has not. I was a little surprised, you know. His family actually came to see me, and they just kept saying they wanted a piece of their son back, and they were asking me if they could have one of my embryos that we froze.
Oh, that's a big ask. It's not just him. This is you, too.
Yeah, but their whole argument was that losing their one and only son, this would be their only chance to have a grandchild. And I told them I was planning to take the embryos off the ice because I wanted to have that hope of having kids with my new husband in the future.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, that's perfect, and you don't have to worry about a thing. They'll raise him as their own child, and I don't even have to be in his life. But I was like, that's still my child.
Yeah, I know that's great, and they feel like they're doing you a solid. You know, don't worry about a thing. We're going to pay for it. Everything's on us, right?
Yeah.
It's not that simple.
Yeah, they just kept saying it'll be such a beautiful gift that I could give them a part of their son back. And they also told me that I could be as involved or uninvolved in the child's life as I wanted.
Oh, I can be involved in my kid's life because, remember, it is exactly my child. I am the mother.
How will I not want to be a part of my husband's baby?
Right.
It's such a weird place for me to be in. And how do you tell grieving parents no? Like, they lost their only child, and I can't even imagine that. But I can't give up my child and not think about it every day for the rest of my life. And they said they don't want to go to court about it, and they're just asking for my blessing, and I don't know what to do because I don't want to go to court either. But a part of me really doesn't want to do this. Do I just do this out of an act of love for them and give them a piece of their son back?
Oh, gosh. I don't know how you're ever going to come to a point where you can look them in the eyes truly and be like, I'm sorry, your son has passed away, and we're not going to move forward with it.
Yeah, they're not going to stop, and they're going to want this. And I get it.
Me
because
too.
They're going to see a glimpse of their son in this child.
Oh, man, this really gets you at the feels.
Oh, Dessers.
Well, you know, like, I'm seeing, Marissa, I hear what you're saying, and I'm putting myself in your shoes. But then also, as those parents, you know, they would do anything to get their son back. So this is the only thing that they feel like they can do to get him.
Right.
You know, a part of him.
Well, and think how hard that was for them to ask.
Right.
I mean, you don't just go, okay, let's go over there, head over and talk to her quick.
Especially since you said you're about to take him off the ice. Is that the term, the lingo people say?
Yeah. I don't know. It almost felt like a betrayal to think that I could have a baby without him.
Yeah, but I'm imagining if he were here, what would he say about his parents having his child?
I don't know what he would feel about this. He had a great relationship with his family.
Right.
But would he ask me to do this?
Well, let's see what listeners have to say. Maybe they have a different perspective that might just help make this make sense. Let's see what they say. Acacia, you're in Burnsville. What did you want to say on Love Merlistum?
Yeah, well, one, I can't really believe what I heard, you know, the story-wise. But my husband and I, we lost our 7-day-old son in December.
Mm-hmm.
And,
sorry.
You know, losing a child is hard. You know, I understand where his parents, you know, might feel that way. But I don't feel in any way that woman should ever have to, you know, give up, you know, her child. It's something, you know, in a way just to please, you know, his family. It honestly sounds like a situation where the family either hasn't grieved properly or they're channeling their anger towards her. And I literally cannot believe that. So,
you're saying, you know, this is nothing that she should feel obligated to do, even though they're pressuring her?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. All right. From someone who's, you know, in that situation, thank you for calling. Appreciate your insight. Kristen's in Cottage Grove. Do you love this idea or is it a list?
Well, you know, it is her choice, but I think it would be an awesome gift for everybody involved if she had the baby. And I think here's an interesting twist. I think she should have the baby and she should, you know, obviously keep it as her own, but have the grandparents foot the bill for everything. If they were willing to foot the bill from the beginning, then let them have the baby. Let them have their grandbaby with a little piece of their son. What a gift. But have them foot the bill for everything.
I wonder how her new husband would feel about that, though.
Yeah.
Her new husband would have to just take, you know, it's a package deal. I come with a kid, and guess what? Lots of people have baggage. Lots of people have kids. And they fall in love with new people, and that's just part of the package.
I just wonder if there's a part of her that wants to move on, though. You
if
know?
That's what she really feels deep inside, then she should absolutely say no.
Yeah. Okay.
But if she still feels like, hey, there's still a chance, you know, have it. Babies are a gift, whether it's from this guy or that guy. It's all a gift.
Yeah. So. Okay. Thank you. Let's get to John in Plymouth. Are you loving or listing? What's your stance on this?
I say list. I think she has every right to move on with her life. It sounds like she grieved for her late husband and she's moved on. She's remarried. She has the right to start a new family with him if that's what she wants to do. Her late husband's family, I agree with the last caller. It doesn't sound like they've grieved properly yet.
Yeah.
And it's not her responsibility to make sure that that happens, nor is it her responsibility to give them a child. She has, like I said, the right to move on with her life and begin a new chapter.
She does. Just, I mean, it's how do you look them in the eyes and say, no, I'm sorry, I'm moving on, and that chapter's closed. You can't say that to grieving parents. It's going to hurt them so bad.
I understand that, but I believe that's the nature of grief. It's all hard, but you have to do what's right for you. And giving up her child would, I don't believe that's, it didn't sound like that was at all right for her.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, if she has, you know, she sounds like she has grieved and she's done a really good job at that because it's hard and it sucks to look at this child's face every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a constant reminder of what your life could have been.
Right.
You know?
Okay. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. So it's pretty much an overwhelming list. I haven't even looked at any of the text messages.
We definitely have some loves coming in, you know, and maybe it's because it's people who have lost a child too. You know,
someone said no one even cares how this potential child would feel. What the hell? Can you imagine? Oh, your dad died in a car accident. Your mom, just didn't want you. And so your grandma and grandpa brought you into this world and they raised you.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about their age? Like, so if she's not going to be involved in the life, the grandma and grandpa, you know, it's just a little off.
Here's a text. She wants to move on. It's her choice. Period. Done. Just as simple as that.
Yeah, well said.
It's
well
her
said.
Embryo. So.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it is her choice and everything.
It's her property, technically, right?
It is, yeah.
This is not just a fun art project. This is awful.
A fun art project.
OMG, no, it's her embryo. She should keep them. The husband's parents can wait until she has a baby, and then they can visit their grandchild. Yeah, but I don't think they're interested in that. It's no DNA.
No, it's all about seeing a little glimpse, because you're right. A child, you would be seeing a part of your son.
But not necessarily. I mean, sometimes kids really go for one parent over the other. It could be nothing about their son in that kid. You know what I mean?
There
obviously,
would be.
Yes, but you wouldn't necessarily see it. He's not growing up around the dad.
Mary, you're in Minneapolis. Last call. What did you want to say?
I lost a child, and I was wondering why she just don't give the eggs, and so the way they can find a surrogate mother to carry the eggs.
I'm sure that's probably what they do. I don't know if they've asked her to really carry the child.
Right.
Yeah, you know, because we don't really know the details, but
we haven't gone that far down.
Right. But it's still her child, no matter who carries it.
No kidding. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Mary.
Okay, man.
It's pretty much a list, and I think a lot of times. In fact, 90% of the time people call in, they just want permission to do what they feel like they should do anyway.
She's, I guarantee, going, oh, good.
Yeah. And there's a ton of people on your side, Marissa. You don't have to do this. You don't have to feel bad. You don't have to feel guilty.
Nope.
Move on and move on with your life. Yep. And they have to work on their own grief. That's their job.
They really do. They're not your in-laws anymore.
Right. So. Yeah, that's right.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know, kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.